there's our school bell. It's time to run into the schoolhouse. Make sure you have your book with you. Run back and get your book if you don't. And then run into the schoolhouse and take your seat and be ready. In a few minutes, the class will commence. And when I say get your school book, those of you that are part of the Warren County Radio Bible School know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting your Bibles, because that's what we're studying on this program. We're studying our Bibles and being guided through this Bible study by old Sunday school lessons. And we're in a Sunday school lesson that was written for February the 3rd, 1924. It's about what Israel learned at Sinai and about what Moses is instructing them about what they learned at Sinai from the plain of Moab just before he went up to Mount Nebo to die and to be buried by the Lord, and just before the children of Israel themselves cross into the promised land. And we've been studying the events that intervened from the time they crossed the Red Sea and to the time they came to the plain of Moab just before they crossed over the Jordan on dry land, similar to the way they had crossed the Red Sea. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is instructing them of all those things. And one of the things that occurred that is of interest is the rebellion of Korah. And we were reading about that in Numbers chapter 16, how Korah and his people and those prominent men among them rose up against Moses and said, "Moses, you take too much upon yourself. You know, you brought us out of the land of Egypt and promised us a land filled with milk and honey. But we'd see no such land as this in the wilderness. Do you think you're going to make yourself a prince over us?" And Moses was angry about this. And he said, "Well, come take every man his censer, and we'll gather together and stand before Jehovah. And we'll see what Jehovah has to say about this." And we ended this reading in Numbers chapter 16 and verse 19, where it says, "Korah assembled all the congregation against Moses and Aaron under the door of the tent of meeting. And the glory of Jehovah appeared unto all the congregation." Now in just a few moments, we're going to begin reading in Numbers 16 and verse 20. And see just what took place. But before we get there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that now, our class will now come to order. And I'll begin reading Numbers chapter 16 and verse 20. "And Jehovah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got them up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little ones. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that Jehovah hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own hand. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Jehovah hath not sent me. But if Jehovah make a new thing, and the ground opened its mouth and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, and they go down alive unto Sheol, then ye shall understand that these men have despised Jehovah. Numbers 16 and verse 31. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and all the men of them that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, so that they and all that appertaineth unto them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the assembly. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they say, lest the earth swallow us up. And fire came down from Jehovah and devoured the 250 men that offered the incense. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 36. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are holy, even the censers of these sinners against their own lives, and let them be made beaten plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before Jehovah. Therefore they are holy, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers which they had burnt and had offered, and they beat them out for a covering of the altar to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, to the end that no stranger that is not of the seed of Aaron come near to burn incense before Jehovah, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as Jehovah spake unto them by Moses. Numbers 16:41. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye've killed the people of Jehovah. And it came to pass, when the congregation was assembled against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tent of the meeting, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of Jehovah appeared. And Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take the censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and lay incense thereon, and carry it quickly into the congregation, and make atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from Jehovah, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses spake, and ran into the midst of the assembly, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on the incense, and made the atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died by the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses, unto the door of the tent of meeting, and the plague was stayed. Let's return to Elam's notes. We read, to hush the murmuring, and to settle forever the question of Aaron's priesthood, God commanded that 12 rods, one for each of the tribes, be laid up in the tent of meeting before the testimony. Let me read. I just lost my place. It says, one for each of the tribes be laid up in the tent of meeting before the testimony. And he whose rod should bud was the one God had chosen. And on the morrow, when Moses looked at the rods, Aaron's rod budded and produced blossoms, and bore ripe aprons. This rod then was put back by the command of God before the testimony, and kept for a token against the children of rebellion, to put an end to their murmurings against God. Let me read that to you from Numbers chapter 17. Numbers 17 in verse 1. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take them rods, one for each of the father's house, and for their princes, according to their father's house, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For there shall be one rod for each head of their father's houses. And thou shalt lay them up in the tent of the meeting before the testimony where I met with you. And it shall come to pass that the rod of the man whom I shall choose shall bud, and I will make to cease me the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and all their princes gave him rods, for each prince one according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before Jehovah in the tent of the testimony. Numbers 17 and verse 8. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and put forth buds, and produced blossoms, and bare ripe almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before Jehovah unto all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Put back the rod of Aaron before the testimony, to be kept as a token against the children of rebellion, that thou mayest make an end of their murmurings against me, and they die not. Thus did Moses as Jehovah commanded him, so did he. Numbers 17:12. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, Behold, we perish, we are undone, we're all undone, every one that cometh near. And that cometh near into the tabernacle of Jehovah dieth, and we shall perish, all of us. Well, that made quite an impression upon the people, and it showed that Aaron was to be the one God chose. Now we read that after 37 years of wandering, they returned to Kadesh Barnea in the wilderness of Zin, although that was only 11 days' journey from Mount Horeb. At Kadesh, Miriam died in the first month of the 40th year, and they left Egypt, Numbers 20 and verse 1. Here the people again complained that they had no water, and here occurred the sad mistake of Moses and Aaron of failing to sanctify God in the eyes of the children of Israel, and of rebelling against his word because they believed him not. Now that's found in Numbers chapter 22 through 13. And 27:12 through 14. And we're not going to have time to read that in this class, so I'm going to hold that and remind you of that in the next class, and we'll pick up there. And there's some other things we need to read too, and so I'll be going over some review, but to show you where we're going with this, we're going to read about how the Edomites refused to allow the Israelites to pass through their land. And the Israelites had to go around or compass Mount Seir many days. The Edomites were the descendants of Esau. We're going to read about how Aaron died on Mount Hor by the western border of the land of Edom at the age of 123 years. We'll read about their coming into contact with King Arad, who led the Canaanites against them. How the Israelites overcame him and made a vow to destroy the Canaanites and pursue their country round about the land of Edom. We'll read about how much discouraged because of the way the people again murmured against God and against Moses, and God sent fiery serpents and destroyed many of them. Upon the confession of their sins and praying God for forgiveness, he directed Moses to erect on a pole the brazen serpent in the midst of the camp, and he healed all he looked upon it. And then we're going to read about the victories of the Israelites over Sihon and Og. Well, I want to read the scripture text for that, but I didn't want to end in the middle of a text. Now, we may have to do that later. But that gives you a preview of things to come. So you may want to turn in your Bibles and mark Numbers chapter 20. We'll read verses 1 through 13, at the beginning of our next class. You've paid such good attention. The old master says class is now dismissed.